Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell. Love for you to join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports as we continue to relive some amazing memories and journey with Charlton Jimerson, former MLB outfielders, talking about your time with the Astros and also with the Seattle Mariners. And you and I had a chance to talk earlier in the week. I'd love for you to share with our audience tonight about the late and great Tony Gwynn, your relationship with him.
Yeah, so I got a chance to meet Tony Gwynn Jr. while playing in the Arizona Fall League, which is a league that is for the top prospects in Major League Baseball. It's an honor to be selected to play in that league, and I was lucky enough to play in that league in 2004, 2005. But in 2005, I believe, I got a chance to meet Tony Gwynn and befriend Tony Gwynn Jr. And when Tony Gwynn Jr. was getting ready to go hit in the batting cages, he whispered over to me, he said, "Hey, man, you want to come hit with my dad?" I'm like, "Yes, I want to come hit with your dad."
15-time All-Star.
Yes. So who wouldn't want to do that? So we went out to the cages there in Arizona and got a chance to hit with Tony and get some of his instruction. And later that year, Tony Gwynn Jr., asked me if I would like to come out in the off season and work with his dad in San Diego. So I got to get the full experience and be around the Gwynn family before his passing. And I stayed at the Gwynn's residence. They took me in like I was, you know, one of their own. And we worked out daily at San Diego State University, where he ended up coaching at. And it was just a pleasure to receive that instruction from such a great hitter, and just unfortunate that, you know, he passed. But the family has always been good to me. I spoke with them while coming up with the book, and I would continue to be friends with the Gwynn family.
What did he teach you about the approach with the game?
Well, Tony was a man of few words. He was a gentle giant.
An incredible worker.
Yeah. Incredibly talented. I knew when I was around him that I was in a special group of players that were able to get some time with him. It's not like anybody could have just walked up to San Diego State University baseball field and said, "Hey, I'm a pro ball player and I want to come hit with you." So it was really important and really special, and he just taught me to just let the game come to me. He wrote me a special letter before he passed, and he told me that I was his biggest headache that he's ever had, and it's because I was protected. I didn't trust people right away, but what a joy it was for him to see me catch on to some of the lessons he was teaching. What a joy it was for me to open up and just be one of the guys. And he really always challenged me to just let baseball come to me. Don't try to press it so hard. Don't try to figure it out. Just use your athletic ability and play the game the way it's supposed to be played and really learn what you want to do at the plate. So that was the first time I really can say I learned a major league swing and what I want to do.
You know, Charlton, you talk about this in your book. You came from a very turbulent, a dysfunctional home. How does that make you feel knowing someone like Tony Gwynn? I mean, he kind of took you in like a son, and for someone to have that kind of belief in you.
Yeah, it's weird that throughout my life I've been surrounded by such great people. When you think about growing up in a dysfunctional home, a broken home, when you have great examples to use as examples for yourself to be an outstanding adult, to be a productive citizen. I think it was just great to be around somebody like Tony Gwynn and his family, because, you know, you're looking from afar and you're like, this is Tony Gwynn. They've got Silver Slugger bats all over the house. They've got, you know, all these things, and their family. And I got to be a part of their daily lives as a family. And that was special because they didn't have to do that. And it was really, really a joy and really a special moment in my life to experience that.
You know, and it also showed you that coming from a difficult childhood, that doesn't have to be the blueprint for your life. You can make something for yourself. And obviously, I mean, the evidence, we see the testimony of that here in this book.
Yeah, and that's really what it came down to when I was thinking about writing this book was when, you know, when I was in college as a senior at the University of Miami, I got my chance to play after sitting on the bench for several seasons, and it was my senior year. And you always hear about the term in sports, the next man up. And my roommate ended up getting hurt. He was our starting left fielder and leadoff guy, and I got a chance to get a start and take his spot for a couple weeks while he was out on injury, and I never relinquished that starting position. And when that success grew and we ended up going to the College World Series, I started to get more and more attention, and more reports came out about my upbringing. And so, unfortunately, as we reached the College World Series, some of those reports were a little bit embellished and you know, just facts were a little bit stretched, and it was really disappointing. And I remember sitting there looking and talking to my sister and wondering, where did I get these things from? And I told myself, one day I'm going to write my story. So what started out as vindication, it really turned into something that's much more special than that. It's a story that can help a lot of people and really inspire people to pursue their dreams.
Absolutely. Charlton Jimerson with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Of course, the title of his book, you want to go out and get a copy of it. It is titled Against All Odds, A Success Story. And I love, CJ, you remind us that anything is possible if we are willing to step up to the plate. One of the things I wanted to share with you is I had a chance earlier in the week to visit with your former assistant general manager, Ricky Bennett. Of course, he was an athlete. He played baseball at OU when I was there and played basketball. And he had so many wonderful things to share about you. He talked about just the spirit of humility. You're an overcomer, a competitor, the resiliency that you have. And as I understand it, was he the guy that placed the call when you got to go up to the big leagues?
Yep, he's the one that shocked the world. Definitely shocked my world. I was already home. I had been home for a week. My body had shut down. My bones were aching. My muscles were tired. And it's crazy. Your body knows when that season's over. So.
I bet.
I was definitely in off-season mode, and I got a call late one night from a 713 area code, which is Houston's area code, mm-hmm. and called it back, and it was Ricky Bennett, and he had told me that I had made it to the major leagues, and I was like, stop playing with me, and he's like, no, I'm serious, and wow. The next morning I was on the plane to Houston, and so it's really a testament to just when you think it's impossible that you're going to be in the major leagues, especially for that season. Something like that happens, and next thing you know, you're rubbing elbows with the likes of Roger Clemens and Craig Biggio and Jeff Bagwell and Lance Berkman and Brad Ausmus and Brad Lidge. I mean, the list goes on and on. What a great team that ended up making a run for a World Series title.
What an incredible journey. I could go another segment with you, but we are flat out of time. Of course, Charlton Jimerson has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Quickly, tell the listeners where they can go and get a copy of your book.
Absolutely. You can go get the book on Amazon.com. You can also visit the Facebook page at Facebook.com, Against All Odds Success Story. And you can follow me on Instagram at CJemerson25 and on Twitter at TruthAboutMLB.
Very good. And of course, we're going to have this interview, the entirety of it, posted on YouTube at eradiosports.com. We're going to step aside, much more straight ahead, right here in hour number one of the Big East Sports Show. Stay close.